Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Erevin Daf Tzadi Hey. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Richard Lipchinsky in memory of his mother, Miriam Bas Rav Yecheskel, Aleha Shalom, and in honor of the shir that has kept him inspired from Phoenix to Yerushalayim and now Plano, Texas. Oh, okay. I think I attended to see a mashas in Muncie somewhere along the way also. So, okay, wonderful. Sponsored anonymously, Le'ili Nishmas, Leah Bas Ephraim, Aleha Shalom Zyartzai. Today we thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. And so today we're learning Daf Tzadi Hei. And Daf Tzadi Hei is really the last Daf of Maseches Erevin, part of Erevin. I mean, when we talk about Erevin and we talk about how challenging Erevin is, this is where it ends, right? At the end of the ninth parak. In the tenth parak, we already move on to non-Erevin topics. It just happens to be in Maseches Erevin, but has nothing to do with Erevin. So first, we're going to finish up the discussion from yesterday about Pitikra Yor V'Sosim, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether you can say Pitikra Yor V'Sosim on all four sides or you cannot. Then we're going to explain the opinion of Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah that we learned yesterday, where Rabbi Yossi says that if something falls down on Shabbos, you cannot say that it's going to be mutter for this Shabbos, but also for next Shabbos. It's either mutter always or aser always, meaning that it can't change and the same physical situation be okay for the rest of this Shabbos and not okay for other Shabbos. So we're going to try to figure out not only what Rabbi Yossi Shita is it always aser, is it always mutter, but also how do we paskin. Then the last mission in the parak is going to have two machlokas between Rabbi Yudan and the Chachamim. One of the machlokas revolves around the issue of how many mechitzos are required to make a Rosh Hashanah Yachid Mida Oraisa. Is two mechitzos enough for a Rosh Hashanah Yachid Mida Oraisa? And the other about the application of Pitikra Yared V'Sosim. And then the final parak discusses how to rescue tefillin when they're found on Shabbos in a public place and they can easily get ruined or get destroyed if you leave them there. So you have to rescue them. You can't leave them there out on Shabbos. And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to offer five different interpretations of the Machlokas in our Mishnah, whether a person should wear one pair at a time or two pairs at a time when he's bringing them in to save them. So we're going to have five different interpretations of what that machlokas might be about. We'll see if we get that far. So we left off again, four lines on the bottom of the page, I think. Where are we? Be'eser. Four lines on the bottom of the page are Be'eser. So Be'eser Kuli Amalo Pligi. So says the Gemara, we had this Machlokas Rav and Shmuel that we closed with yesterday, where Rav says that Pitikra Yorid V'Sosim on Arba Mechitzos, on all four sides. And Shmuel says, no, we cannot say Pitikra Yorid V'Sosim on all four sides. So says Gemara, Be'eser, when you have a Pirtza that's open up until 10 Amos, Kuli Amalo Pligi, then both Rav and Shmuel would both agree that you could say Pitikra Yorid V'Sosim even on all four sides if it's just a modest opening. It's less than 10 amos. Keep pligi. Where is there a machlokas? Be yeser me eser. When the pirtza is greater than 10 amos, that's where Rav says you could even say pitikra on all four sides, and Shmuel says you cannot. The ikadamri, another version is that be yeser kuli amalo pligi, that when it comes to a larger pirtza, both Rav and Shmuel would agree that you do not say pitikri or vesosim ki pligi be eser. They only argue if it's 10 amos or less. That's where Rav will say we will apply Pitikra, and Shmuel will say we will not. So the Gemara tells us that we're going to quote some dinim that are mentioned by other Amoraim, and we'll see whether they can work even according to Shmuel. V'hada Amar Rav Yehuda, that which Rav Yehuda says that a kora arba'a. If you have a beam that's four tefachim wide, matir your bechorba, it will allow you to carry in a chorba. I mean, you have a chorba that's opened up to Rosh Hasharabim, and therefore you're not allowed to be metaltal in that chorba. So if there is somewhere in that chorba, a beam that's four tefachim wide that's standing on two posts, you're allowed to carry underneath that beam, underneath those four tefachim of width of the beam, because you look at the four sides of the korah as if they are yorid v'sosim, pitikra yorid v'sosim, and therefore you view the area underneath the korah as if it is surrounded by mechitzos. Rav Nachman amar Rabbi Ravua, korah arba'a matir b'mayim. And Rav Nachman says in the name of Rabbi Ravua that if you have a korah that's four tefachim wide, it allows you to be metaltal in water. You have a board that's between two chatzeros, and half of it is in one chatzer, half of it is in the other chatzer, but the two chatzeros didn't make an eruv with each other, so they're not allowed to draw water from the same bar. But if you have a korah that's four tefachim wide that runs over the middle of that bar, now they're both allowed to draw water from that bar. Why? Because we view the sides of the korah as if it's yored and it makes mechitzos inside the bar, and it therefore separates. So half of the bar belongs to this chatzer, half of the bar belongs to that that chatzer because we say pitzikriyar v'selsem. So money, which of the Amoraim would this fit with? Does this fit with Rav or Shmuel? So lahachlish the amr pe'eselo pligi. According to the way we said it, that when it's up until 10 amos, there's no machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Everyone would agree pitzikriyar v'selsem, even on all four sides. So then, that which Rav Yehuda and Rav Baravua said is be'eser v'divrei kol. It could be talking about where the bar or the case of the korah is less than 10 amos, and therefore divrei kol, it conforms both with Rav and Shmuel shita lahat lishna da amrit be'eser pligi. But if you say like the lashon that they argue when it's less than 10 amos, then you have to say kirav, it only fits with Rav, who will still apply pitikriyar v'sosim, whereas Shmuel will never apply pitikriyar v'sosim on all four sides, even when it's less than 10 amos. So lema abaye v'rava b'plukta d'rava Shmuel k'mifgli. Maybe Rav and Shmuel are not the only people to argue about this. A later generation of Amoraim, Abaye and Rava, also argued about the very same thing. The Itmar, because we have the following halacha. Let's say you have an achsadra, so you have an area outside that has four posts, and you put tzchach over the four posts. So, and it has ptzimin. Ptzimin means some sort of walls that are kosher for mechitzos. So Pashup Sharash says it means just a bunch of poles that are within three tvachim of each other. So it makes a loved situation. So ksheira, then it's going to be kosher because there's no space of three tvachim between one pole and the next, and therefore midin loved, you have mechitzos all around it. But ein la ptzimin, if you don't have ptzimin, so you have no walls and you just throw schach over the area, so abayam ksheira. Rav Amar Psula. Abaye says it's still going to be kosher for Sukkah. Rav says it's going to be possible. Why would it be kosher? There are no walls. Abaye Amar Ksheir Amin Pitikriyar V'Sosim. Because even though there are no walls, there are posts that are supporting the Schach, and those posts have a surface to them, so we could say Pitikriyar V'Sosim from the surface of those posts. Rav Amar Psula Lo Amin Pitikriyar V'Sosim. Then we're not going to say Pitikriyar V'Sosim. So Lema Abaye Karav Rav Kishmol. It seems to align perfectly that Abaye holds like Rav, that we say Pitikriyar V'Sosim even on all four sides, and Rava holds like Shmuel that we do not say Pitikriyar V'Sosim on all four sides. So it says Mar, no. Aliva de Shmuel Kolyam Lo Pligi. Within the sheet of Shmuel, there is no Machlokas Abaye and Rava. They both have to admit that it's possible when you're Misake Chalgabe and Achsadra Shein La Ptzimin. That's not going to work because we do not say Pitikra on four sides. Shmuel definitely will not allow it. And since Shmuel doesn't say Pitikra on four sides, you definitely do not have a kosher sukkah. Asks the Ritva, well, why not? Meaning you don't need four sides for a sukkah. In order to make a kosher sukkah, you only need three walls. So don't say pitikra on all four sides. Say pitikra on three walls. Shmuel agrees, according to Rashi Shita at least, that you do say pitikra on three walls. Someone just sent me an email this morning. You said that Shmuel holds you say pitikra on three walls. Rabbi Rasner said that you say pitikra only on one, that Shmuel says you say pitikra only on one wall and not on three walls. It's not me, it's not Rabbi Rasner, it's Rashi, it's Taisus. This is Machlokas Rishonim about what Shmuel exactly holds. Do you only say pitikra on one wall, or do you say pitikra on three walls? But the Ritva, assuming like that Shita, that you say pitikra on, that Shmuel would still say pitikra on three, just not on four. So mehechi tesi the bayisuka, you have a problem. Good, you're not going to say pitikra on four, so say pitikra on just three of them, and you still have a kosher sukkah. So Sfasemis points out, what is the chorah pashup shat, that when you have a mechitza, one full mechitza, then Shmuel's going to say pitikra on the rest. But when there are no walls there, Shmuel's not going to say, oh, I'll choose these three, and we'll say pitikra, and therefore that will create walls. There are no walls, so there's no reason to choose any one over the other, and therefore you need all four, and you can't do all four. So within Shmuel, it for sure does not work. Ki pligi aliba de Rav. Within Shitas Rav, you have Machlokas Abaye and Rava. That Abaye Kirav, Abaye says straight, like Rav, that you're allowed to be Metalta on the Achsadra Bibika, because we apply Pitikriyar V'Sosim in all four walls, and therefore we can do the same when it comes to Sukkah. But for Rava, Rava would say, Adkan lo kam Rav Hasam. Rav allows it to being Metalta on Achsadra Bibika and relying on Pitikriyar V'Sosim on all four sides, Eladahani Mechitzos Achsadra Avidi, because at least those beams that are placed over the Achsadra are meant to protect the Achsadra. Echsadra. So they can serve as mechitzos for the Echsadra. Aval hachadani mechitzos lav l'sukkah vidi lo. But when it comes to using it for a sukkah, where those beams are not meant l'shei mitzvah sukkah, no one ever intended that those beams should be mechitzos for a sukkah, so then Rav is not going to allow p'tikri yor v'sosim on all four sides, and therefore the sukkah doesn't have walls, and the sukkah without walls is possible. Rashi and the Ritva point out that l'chora, it's a little bit strange. So when was it made l'shem sukkah? When do you need walls to be built l'shem sukkah? If I have a room, and it has a retractable roof, and I built this room because this is my house, I didn't build it for a sukkah, I didn't build it for anything else, and I just take off the roof and I throw schach over it, that's kosher too. You can have mechitzos shel kalashon akuli. You don't need mechitzos that are put there l'shem mitzvahs. So he says that that's if you have mechitzos mamish. But the Rishon point out to when you're going to apply pitikra, maybe you can only apply pitikra when it's meant for that purpose. The Meiri says, well, why don't you just say pitikra on the schach itself? And the schach was certainly put there l'shem sukkah, so just put a thick layer of schach, and then the surface of the schach will go pitikri or v'sosim. He says no, pitikri or v'sosim only has to be some sort of permanent structure. The schach by definition is more temporary in nature, and therefore we're not going to apply pitikra when it comes to schach. Rashi Mesechah Sukkah points out in Daf Yutes that if the achsadra has ptsimin, that we pointed out if it has less than three tefachim in between the poles that surround it, that works even if it was not made l'shem sukkah, because that's midin lavo, that's a real mechitza. So when you have a real mechitza, you don't need it made l'shem sukkah. You don't need it l'shem mitzvah sukkah. When you have real mechitza, it didn't even have to be there to protect the area. It could just be that you're using stam mechitzas. But when you're employing pitikri or v'sosim, that's where we're saying that you need. Even the schach itself, we pass in sukkahs ganvach, is kosher, that it doesn't have to be put up l'shma. It needs to be l'shem tzel. It has to be put there to protect the area underneath it, but it does not have to be put up l'shma. If a guy makes a sukkah, a guy is not capable of l'shma, and nevertheless, it's going to be a kosher sukkah. Rabbi Yossi Omer im mutarin. So Rabbi Yossi said, if you're allowed to carry there this Shabbos, again, in the case where the wall fell down, so if you're allowed to carry there this Shabbos, you're allowed to carry there next Shabbos. If you're not allowed to carry there next Shabbos, then you can't carry there the rest of this Shabbos either. So, Rabbi Yossi, lasser olahatir. What's Rabbi Yossi trying to say? That it's going to be usser even this Shabbos, or that it's going to be mutter even in future Shabbosos? Am Rav Sheshes, lesser. V'chein am Rav Yochanan, lesser. Clearly he's trying to say that it's going to be usser in future Shabbosos, because you don't have the physical requirements necessary in order to be able to carry. So therefore, it's going to be usser this Shabbos as well, and that things can't change. In fact, the Tosar Rosh points out, it's very difficult to understand what the Gemara's Hava Amina is. What's the Hava Amina? That because once this place had a Lechi, or a Korah, so now, for the rest of eternity, it's always going to be mutter to carry there. Why would that possibly be the case? That what's the Hava Amina to say such a thing? So Sfasema says that it could be the Gemara held that Machlokes Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda was not by a Chatzar or a Bayis Shenifritzu, was only by a case of a Mavway where the Lechi or the Korah was taken away. So if Eino Chinami have a Chatzar or a Bayis where a wall came down, so Eino Chinami, there's no Hava Amina that Rabbi Yosef is going to say that for the rest of for every other Shabbos you're going to be allowed to carry there. There's no wall around the Chatzar. No, the case is by a mavui where you have a lechi or a korah, and that lechi and korah fell down. So the lechi or the korah was only there as a heker to begin with. So maybe the heker is that once there was a heker here, so there was a reminder that don't forget that this place you're not allowed to carry outside from this place to the Rishus Rabbim, and that we require some sort of tikkun. But even that's difficult to understand. Even with this fasav, it's difficult to understand the havamina. But bottom line is, the maskana is that Rabbi Yosef says that it's aser, this Shabbos, and it's aser in future Shabbosos. Tanya nami hachim, we have a brisa that says that Rabbi Yosef holds this way, that Amar Rabbi Yosef, k'shem shasun l'asa lovo, kach asun l'asa Shabbos, just like it's aser for the future, it's aser for right now. So itmar, we have a machlokas asaz, Rabbi Yosef amar alach Rabbi Yosef, u'shmol amar alach Rabbi Yehuda. How do we paskin? Rabbi Yosef says, in the name of Rav, it should be, in the name of Rav, Tosus points out, that this is, it wasn't, and Chapsin Afkamina Ladina, because because if it's just Reb Chiya bar Yosef against Shmuel, I don't know if we have any klalei apsak about that, but I do know that Rav and Shmuel hilchsa kirav bi isure, so we would paskin like Rav. So Tos points out Reb Chiya bar Yosef in the name of Rav says that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, and Shmuel amar lach Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel says we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Frankly, Gemara, we are Shmuel hachi. Does Shmuel really hold that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah? Vatana namar Rabbi Yehuda be medvar mamurim be ruvi tchumin avu be ruvi chaterus ma arvin be ludas mein shlo ludas. This citation that we're quoting right now has nothing to do with our discussion. It's the follow-up of this that's going to point to a question. But let's just get understand what we're talking about over here. We had said back on Daf Payoff on base that when do we say that you're not allowed to make an error for someone without their explicit permission? That's by Eruv Tchumin. Because if I'm going to make an error of Tchumin for somebody, I'm not only helping them, I'm also hurting them. Because although they're now allowed to travel further in one direction, they're more limited in the other direction. But when it comes to Ruvi Chatzeros, I'm mamish only helping them. I'm just giving them more rights. Now they're going to be allowed to carry in the Chatzer. So therefore, Zachnad Mshobafanav, I'm allowed to make an Erev Chatzeros for a person without their explicit permission to do so. Va'amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel says that we pass on k'Rabbi Yehuda that you can make a ruvi chatzeros for a person without their permission. V'lo od ela kol makom shashan Rabbi Yehuda be'eruvin halacha k'moso. Now we're getting to it. That wherever we say Rabbi Yehuda and Erevin, we always pass on Rabbi Yehuda and Erevin. Va'amar le Rav Chana Bagdasa'a, Rav Chana from Baghdad said the Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel afilu b'mavi shenit al karaso l'chayav. Does Shmuel say that we pass on Rabbi Yehuda even in the case of a mavoi where the lechi came down or the korah came down, that you're allowed to be metalto there for the rest of Shabbos, you can carry there for the rest of that Shabbos, even though for the rest of that Shabbos there is no lechi or korah there? Savar melei be'erevin amarti lech v'lo b'mechitzos. No, I only told you that he passes on Rabbi Yehuda in Hilchus Erevin, not in Hilchus Mechitzos, and therefore we do not pass on Rabbi Yehuda in the case where the lechi or korah came down. Now we have our kasha that Shmuel does not pass in our mission like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's also what we just said in the name of Shmuel, that the halacha is k'Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. So which is it? So Amar Ravan and the Didim Farshi Limine de Shmuel, that I understand Shmuel to not be a stira at all, because each one of the statements of whether we pass it or not is talking about a different case. Kan Shnifritza the Carmelis, when Shmuel paskins the k'Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, that's talking about that the wall came down between a chatzer and a Carmelis. So Shmuel says you could carry for the rest of Shabbos, because even if you make the mistake and you carry beyond where the mechitza used to be, and you go outside beyond the chatzer, where are you going to end up? In a karmelis. You will have violated an issur to Rabbanon at worst. And therefore, Shmuel is going to say, we can pass in the Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to use it for the rest of Shabbos. But when Shmuel says, we don't pass in the Rabbi Yehuda, shenifrit to Rosh Hasharabim, that's talking about where the wall opens up into Rosh Hasharabim. So then I have to be choshish that you're going to carry b'shogeg into Rosh Hasharabim, and you're going to violate an issur to Araisa. So that we're not going to pass in the Rabbi Yehuda, that we're going to be more machmir. Tosus points out in Dibra Maschil Ushmuel that we should pass like Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, that you're not allowed to be metaltel in the Chatzar even for the rest of that Shabbos, even in a case where it's Nifritz of the Carmelis. Why? Why would we pass against Shmuel? Because Shmuel passes the Hakel like Rabbi Yehuda only in a case where it's Nifritz the Carmelis, and Rav disagreed with him. Meaning, as we said before, that the Girsa is within Rabbi Chiya that Rav disagrees. So we pass and he paskins lahachmir karabiosi, and therefore we paskin like Rav b'Yisurei, so we're going to paskin like Rav, Tosus points out. Tosus also points out that that's only if the outer mechitzos of the chatzer were nifrats, but if a mechitza between two chatzeros came down, then even Rabbi Yossi would be moda that we would apply the principle of Shabbos kivin shohutra hutra, that once it's mutter for the beginning of Shabbos, it's mutter for the rest of Shabbos. It's only the outer mechitzos of a chatzer that open up into a karmelis or a shasam, only then are we going to have that problem. Okay, last Mishnah in the parak. So says the Mishnah, Habona aliyah al gabei shnei batim, if you build a top story over two houses, there are two houses on two sides of Rosh Hashanah, and you build a bridge that spans the two houses, and now you could, it's like an overpass, so you can, the cars can drive and the wagons can come underneath that house. But that bridge isn't just a bridge, it's a house that you built over the two other houses. Or it's just a bridge, you just build an overpass, pass over the two houses. Metaltlin tachtehen b'Shabbos to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds you're actually allowed to carry underneath that bridge on Shabbos. V'cham most of the Chum say you're not allowed to. Why do we have to have both cases? They're the same idea, right? There's an overpass. What difference does it make whether it's a house or it's just stam a bridge? So the Tiferes Yisrael and the Mishnayis explains that there's a chiddush within Rabbi Yehuda that even in mechitzos of batim, which are made to protect the bayis, they're not really made litzorech what's underneath them, that he's still going to say that it works to carry underneath them in between the two houses on the two sides of the Rosh Hashanah. And the reason we picked the case of the bridge is to tell me that even the chachamim, even though those mechitzos were made litzorech gesha, the chum are still not going to allow it. So they tell you the chiddush within each shita, within Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim, by telling me a case of a bayis where there's less likelihood that those mechitzos of the bayis should count for what's underneath them because they were made for the inside of the bayis, and a case of a gesher where there's a higher likelihood that it should count for what's underneath it because it was built for what's underneath it. It was built as an overpass. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, va'od I'm Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda also taught another halacha. The word va'od is going to be very critical in the Gemara's analysis over here. Another halacha that Rabbi Yehuda taught, ma'arvin the mavoy mafulash v'cham mosin, that you can make a shetuvay mavuos even on a mavoy that's mafulash, that only has two walls and it's open on two ends, since it has two full mechitzos, you can make an erev. And the Chum say, no, you're not allowed to make an erev in such a case. So Amar Rabba lo teima hainu taimi de Rabbi Yehuda mishum dekusavar shtei mechitzos da araisa. Don't think that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're allowed to carry in Rishus Rabim underneath that aliyah or that gesher, underneath that overpass, because really on a daraisa level to make something in Rishus Yachid, you only need two mechitzos and you have it, because you're the on two sides of the Rishus Rabim, you have two homes, so you have mechitzos da araisa. The real basis of Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is Pitakriya V'Sosim, is that the overpass creates two more walls. So now you're actually surrounded by four walls. That's what Rabbi Yehuda's whole heter is based on. Say, Se Abaye, yes, Al Kenyam Rabbi Yehuda, Mishia Shoshe Batu Mishnei Tzidur Rishas Rabim, Osalach Mikan, Velach Mikan, Karmikan, Vekarmikan, that we have a brisa that tells us that Rabbi Yehuda says, not only an overpass, let's say you just have two houses on two sides of Rishas Rabim, so then you can make a lechi on the third and fourth side, or a kora on the third and fourth side, and then you're going to be allowed to carry in the middle. Amrlo, Einar Rosh Hashanah Mekach, and the Chum said back to him, what are you talking about? It's Rosh Hashanah. You can't make lechis and koras and be mati Rosh Hashanah based on that. What do you see from that, Bryce? So that according to Rabbi Yehuda, why does it work? Why are you allowed to use lechis and koras? It must be because it's not a Rosh Hashanah. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds, Shtei Mechitos already makes it a Rosh Hashanah. So how come Rabbi started off the whole sugya here by saying, don't tell me the basis of Rabbi Yehuda is that Shtei Mechitzos makes a Rosh Hashayachid? Yes, he does. He holds that Shtei Mechitzos makes a Rosh Hashayachid. And the Braisa, he says so pretty much explicitly, that without any overpass, just two batim on two sides of Rosh Hashayachid, all you need is some lachi, some karas, and it's going to be matirit, because it's really a Rosh Hashayachid. So Amalei, he says, you're right. Mea he in, mea ha lekel mashamina. All Rabbi meant to say is, you can't prove that Rabbi Yehuda holds that way from our Mishnah. From a Mishnah, he's not telling me that Shtei Mechitzos is Rosh Hashanah Daraisa. But Einachinami, from the Braisa, you have a very strong Raya that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shtei Mechitzos are Daraisa. The Achron Rabbah, so who cares? Meaning, once you know that Rabbi Yehuda holds that way, that Shtei Mechitzos are Daraisa, so what difference does it make whether the basis of the Resha of our Mishnah is Pitikra or is Shtei Mechitzos Daraisa? And why do I even need the din of Pitikra in our Mishnah? Why would you even apply the din of Pitikra? You already have Shtei Mechitzos Daraisa. So the Gaon Yaakov says, he points out that if the reason for Rabbi Yehuda would have only been because of Shtei Mechitzos Daraisa, you would then also need a lechi, or two lechis, or a kara, or something like that. It's only because of Pitikra that you need no further tikkun. That if you have that overpass, that's good enough. You don't need lechis. We're not just relying on Shtei Mechitzos Daraisa, we also have this principle of Pitikra. So I'm Rav Ashi Masnisa Namidaika, that the Mishnah is also meduyik this way, that what the Mishnah is assuming is not Shtei Mechitzos Daraisa, but Pitikriya Rvisosim. How do I know that? Midiktani, because the Sefer of the Mishnah goes on to tell me, and you should know, Rabbi Yehuda has a second Chiddush. Va'oram Rabbi Yehuda, ma'arvin b'mavayam afulash, that you can make an Erev in a mavayam afulash, v'cham omrim, and v'cham mosrim, and v'cham ma'asrim, making an a mavayam afulash. So, I'm b'shlom mishnah d'ksar Pitikriya Rvisosim. I understand very well if you can say that Rabbi Yehuda and the Reisha is based on Pitikriya Rvisosim. And the Sefer holds that that shtei mechitzah daraisa hainu dekatani. That's why the din of Rabbi Yehuda in the Sefer says v'od, that to tell me that not only when you can say pitikra v'yar v'sosim is Rabbi Yehuda allowed tiltul, but even when you have shtei mechitzos, Rabbi Yehuda is going to allow tiltul min haTorah. So it's a v'od because it's a new halacha that Rabbi Yehuda taught me in the Reisha the din of pitikra, and in the Sefer he tells me the din of shtei mechitzos daraisa eliyam mishum d'ksav shtei mechitzos daraisa. But if you're even going to interpret the Reisha to only be about shtei mechitzos, my va'od. So then why does it say va'odam Rabbi Yehuda? That's not a davar chadash. We already said that in the Reisha. So shema mina. So we see from there that the base of Rabbi Yehuda and the Reisha is based on pitikra, like Rabbah explained. Even though enochinami, he also does hold that shtei mechitzos are daraisa. So the maskana, there are two machlokos between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. In the Reisha, they argue about pitikra or visosim when in a place that has two mechitzos, and in the Sefer they argue about whether shtei mechitzos is good enough min haTorah to make something a Rosh Hashanah Yachid mida oraisa. So the Baal Amar points out that in the Reisha, the Tana quotes Machlok Shabbat and the Chamim about an aliyah and gesharim over the that's an overpass to tell me the chiddush of the Chachamim, that even though there would have been a makom to be matir at midin pitikra v'sosim, they're not matir tiltul over there. Whereas in the Sefer, it tells me the case of Mavaya Mafulash to tell me the kochosh of Rabbi Yehuda, how strong Rabbi Yehuda is in his shita, that even though you can't say pitikra, nevertheless Rabbi Yehuda is still going to be matir to be metatul over there because it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid on a daraisa level. So hadin lach kol gagos, and with that we end the Erevin part of Maseches Erevin. Now we move on to the final parak, which has nothing to do with Erevin. It's going to talk about it's going to talk about Hotza'a Mirashus L'Rashus and Tiltul B'Rashus HaRabim on Shabbos, so really the Malach of Hotza'a, but nothing about Tikkun Erevin or anything of that nature. So, and really, this parak doesn't belong, because it's about a Malacha of Hotza'a, and it's not about Erevin at all, this parak really belongs in Maseches Shabbos, and Tosfos already points that out. What in the world is this parak doing in Maseches Erevin? So Tosfos writes that the reason it's over here is because our Mishnah tells us a case where you're allowed to carry something michutz l'tchum, and tchumin are belong in Erevin. So since we talk about something relating to tchum, also, so we put this entire parak over here as well. And also, Rabbi Shimon is going to come up at the end of the Masechta, at the very end of Kuf Dalet and Beis, where Makom She'etiru Lecha Chachamim, we're going to explain that it relates to something he said earlier of Misha Hichshe Chutz L'Tchum. So since there's going to be a Shita in Tanayim at the end that relates back to something that had come up earlier in the Masechta, so that's what Tosfos says. We put it all together. The Merami Sada, the Netziv, points out in his commentary, the Merami Misada, that once the Tana in these two Masechtas together finished off teaching us all the things that are Asr and Mutar and Shabbos Mitzad Adin, so this parak comes to tell us that which became Mutar, not Mitoch Dine Shabbos per se, but because of other factors, meaning you have Bizayon Tfilin and you have Kavod Beis Hamikdash and things like that. There are other factors that are going to play into balancing that with what we know about Hilcha Shabbos. So before we conclude our discussion of Shabbos related issues, we talk about how to balance Shabbos with some other factors that come up. So now, says the Mishnah, Motzi Tefillin, a person finds Tefillin on Shabbos in a place where they can easily get ruined or destroyed, their Mutal B'Bizayon, Samach Nisan, Zug Zug. He can bring them in to a more protected place, one pair at a time, meaning put on a pair of Tefillin on your, Shal Yad, Shal Rosh, the way you would on a weekday, and bring them in one pair at a time. Rav Gamliel Omer, Shnayim Shnayim, that you bring two in at a time, one pair on the head and one pair on the arm. That's how Rashi says. So which means two tefillin shal rosh on your head and two tefillin shal yad on your arm. That's what the Emes Yaakov points out. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points out that lashon mishnah shnayim lashon zachar, you have to say like Rashi that it means shnei zugos. But it's, he says you wouldn't call two tefillin shal yad zug. Zug means a pair that is mashlim each other. So you would never call two. That's why you call it shnayim, because if I'm putting on two tefillin shal rosh on my head, that's not a zug. That's shnayim. Two tefillin shal yad on my arm, that's not a zug. That's shnayim. A zug means that it's a pair that complements each other. So when I'm only bringing in one pair of tefillin shal yad v'shal rosh, we call that a zug. That's talking about if you have old tefillin where it's clear that they already made a kesher, they already made a knot on the tefillin, and it's mashlim mashlin the shame shakai, that you have the shin on the shalrosh, and then you have the dalid knot on the back of the shalrosh, and the yud knot on the shalyad. So you see clearly that it's meant for tefillin. But if you see little boxes that look like tefillin, don't be fooled. But if it's brand new, and they haven't made the ksharim yet on it, potter, you don't have to bring them in, because it could be that it's only a kameya that's made in the shape of a tefillin, and it doesn't have kedushas tefillin, and you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos for something that has kedushas tefillin, even for something that does not have kedushas tefillin, even if it's only chil Shabbos midrabanan, because kedushas tefillin is only if you did a kil chasan l'shem tefillin. That's what we see in the brisa, that you're not allowed to bring them in, that it's aser. The Mishnah says potter, but it really means aser. Why did it say aser? Because when it comes to an old pair of tefillin, there's a chiyuv to bring them in. So since we said machnisan b'lashon chiyuv, so by chadashos we're going to say a lashon potter. That's how the Ritva explains. But really it means you're not allowed to bring them in, because you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos even on a drabbanan level in order to rescue this item. Even if it's a kameya, probably a shemos Hashem, probably is a only for kedushas tefillin we allow violating this iser. Mitzans v'sayim okrichos. If you find that they're knotted together, a lot of tefillin that are piled together, machshech aleihen, then wait for them until it gets dark. Stay there umavin, and then bring them all back together after Shabbos is over. Ubisakana, if you're afraid that it's shas sakana and you can't stay there because bandits are going to come and they're going to attack you, so then mechasan v'holichlo, just cover them up, take a cloth, cover up the tefillin. They shouldn't be mutal b'bizayon. They shouldn't be lying out there b'bizayon, and then go on your way. Rabbi Shimon Omer, nosan l'chaver v'chaver l'chaver shemegiel l'chatzar achitzona. No, try to get friends together, and each of you pass one to the next person. Pachas pachas midal ramos until you get to the chatzar achitzona, until you get to the closest Jewish neighborhood. And once you're in the closest Jewish neighborhood, you'll be able to protect them there. V'chein b'no. And also, if it's not just tefillin, if you have a child that's stuck out there in the middle of nowhere, and you got to get him back, so nosan l'chaver v'chaver l'chaver v'afilu ein meya. Keep passing him on, one person to the next, one person to the next. How did the kid get out there in the first place? So Rashi says he was born there. He was born there on Shabbos. So you bring him in. I don't know why you couldn't say that you brought him there erev Shabbos, and then Shabbos came and you didn't realize, it's Shabbos. But okay, either way, so the child is unable to walk on his own or to move himself. So nosan l'chaver l'chaver. Rabbi Yehuda Omer nosan adam chavis l'chavero v'chavero l'chavero. Afilu chutz l'tchum. That you're allowed to pass a barrel from one person to the next, even outside of the tchum, meaning even though you're going to bring it until the end of the 2000 amos, and then you give it to people who have a tchum that extends beyond that area, that where their tchum overlaps yours. So for them, it's okay to carry it a little further. So Amrullah, the Chum said, "Lo ta'alikzu yosim ragle ba'aleh." No, if it's a chavis, then it has ragle ba'aleh, it has an owner. So the tchum Shabbos of the chavis is limited to the tchum Shabbos of the owner. So says the Gemara now. Says the Gemara, zug echad in tfei lo. That only one pair of tefillin apparently you could bring in at a time, according to the Tanakhama, but not more than one pair of tefillin. So lematzan stama to lo krabi meir. So it seems like our mission is against Rabbi Meir. Why? Di ik Rabbi Meir ha'amar lovesh kol ma'ashe yachalil boshvotiv kol ma'ashe yachalatov. Rabbi Meir says that if you're saving something from a dleika, from a fire on Shabbos, you could put on as many layers of clothing as you want and to run outside of the house with it. Di tanan, because the Mishnah says in Shabbos Tav Kuf Chav, Ulisham Motzi Kol Klei Tashmisho. You're allowed to bring all of your kelim, all of your clothing to the chatzer outside of the burning building. V'lovish Kol Mashiachol, V'lovish Kol Mashiachol Atov, and bring wear all that you're able to wear. So as long as it's Bederech Levisha, you're allowed to wear more than you normally would wear. So shouldn't we say the same thing about tefillin? That as long as you put it on in the normal way that you put it on tefillin, you should be able to put on more than one pair of tefillin. So the Tanakhama seems to be against Reb Meir. Says, well, no, Yistama Mi Maidra. Meiri, who says that Mishnah Masechah Shabbos is taught Stam is Reb Meir? The Ketani Allah, the Ketani Allah, Lovish Umotzi Yiposhe, Lovish Umotzi Yiposhe, Fil Kol Yom Kulo Div Reb Meir. No, I'm sorry. Meaning we're explaining the Kasha before we answer it. That and we know that Stam is Reb Meir. That Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir because that Stam Mishnah allows you to be Lovish Umotzi Yiposhe, Lovish Umotzi Yiposhe, even Kol Yom Kulo. So Divrei Meir. So the Gemara now goes back to who's the Tana of our Mishnah, meaning if the Tana of our Mishnah can't be Rabbi Meir, so who is the Tana of our Mishnah? So Rava Afilu Timra Meir, Tana of our Mishnah can be Rabbi Meir. Hasam Derech Malbusho Kechol Shavir Rabbanan, Vacha Derech Malbusho Kechol Shavir Rabbanan. The basic principle is, as long as you're wearing it in the normal way, people wear things, so then you could treat it like a weekday, in that you could wear whatever is normal and carry it out that way. Hasam debuchol kamad debay lavish leinyan atzala nami sharle rabbanon. So when it comes to clothing on a weekday, sometimes people will layer their clothing. They will wear many layers of clothing. So when it comes to saving something on Shabbos, so the rabbanon will also allow you to layer your clothing. But hachad debuchol nami zugechlin tefilo. But over here, when it comes to tefillin, no one wears more than one pair of tefillin. So the atzala nami zugechad in tefilo. So when it comes to saving it from on Shabbos also, you'll only wear one pair of tefillin and not more than one pair of tefillin. So the Tanakhama could even be assuming like the Shita of Rabbi Meir. There is a discussion in Prima Gadim has a suffix. Let's say you find tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam, where there's a suffix. You wouldn't say a bracha on tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. You only say a bracha on tefillin of Rashi. So do you say that we would allow you for the Kedusha Satfillin? I mean, does that have Kedusha Satfillin that we would allow you to be Mechal Shabbos for it? So he has such a suffix. Whether do you say that Kol Suffik Torah is Drabanan, so we should say that they weren't gozer on Tefillin. And he says that when there's a Din Torah, they were not Matir. If it were a Doraisa, but for a Drabanan L'chor, they would be Matir. Okay, so you have to figure out what to do with Tefillin Drabanan Tam. Ram Gamliel or Mishnayim Mishnayim. Ram Gamliel says you take two in at a time. So might this suffer? Why two pairs at a time? Ikasavar Shabbos Man Tefillin Hu. If Shabbos is actually his man tefillin, and therefore tefillin on Shabbos is considered a tachshit and something you're allowed to wear outside, so zug echad in tfei lo, then it should have been mutter zug echad in tfei lo. It should have been mutter to save only one pair of tefillin, because only one pair is going to be a tachshit. More than one pair is not going to be a tachshit. Vikasavar Shabbos loves man tefillin hu, and if he holds Shabbos is not his man tefillin, umishamat salah derek malbushar le rabbanan. But nevertheless, the Rabbanan allow Mishum Atzalah, then I feel Tfein Nami, then why are you even limited to two? You should be able to put on as many pairs of tefillin as you want. It's not about the fact that you're wearing tefillin, it's about the fact that we were Matir for Derech Atzalah. So says Mar Liel, Ksavah Shabbos loves man tefillin who. Really, the old Shabbos is loves man tefillin. The Chishar Rabbanan, Lini Atzalah, Derech Malbush, B'mekom tefillin. That the Rabbanan only allow Mishum Atzalah if you're going to be able to put on the tefillin in the Makom tefillin. So that's why you can only wear two pairs of tefillin. So wait a second. So you should only be one pair of tefillin. How many pairs of tefillin can you fit? But makom tefillin. You can put two pairs of tefillin. There's enough space on your head to have two tefillin shel rosh. And therefore, yes, it's mishum atzalah that we're matir. Shabbos is lav zman tefillin. So it's only mishum atzalah. It's not considered a tachshit. But you're only allowed to be matzil when you're able to fit the tefillin in the makom atfillin. And there's enough place on the head to fit two pairs of tefillin. Says Gemara, Hanicha de Rosh, Diyad Ma'ikal Memer. That's great as far as the tefillin shal Rosh. What about the tefillin shal Yad? Kid Ravuna, Dam Ravuna, Pamshad, Mabin, Asad, Chavilasal Rosho, Mesalkan, Me Rosho, Vikoshon, Bizro'o, that sometimes you'll have to carry something on your head, so you need to take your tefillin off of your head, and then you tie it onto your hand next to your tefillin shal Yad. So you see that even on your hand you'll have two tefillin. Same Dam Ravuna, Shalayinag Ben Dark Bizayon, Rotwi, Mi Amar. No, he's just saying that's the best place to keep them, so that you're not mevaza the tefillin. But is he saying that that's a place that's called the makom tefillin on the hand to have a second pair? Elo kedam Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak makom yesh bro shorei laniach bo shtei tefillin hachanam makom yesh biyad shorei laniach bo shtei tefillin. Then no, just like there's a place on the head for two pairs of tefillin, there's a place on the arm for two pairs of tefillin as well. You have to figure out what the size we're assuming the tefillin are if there's makom for two. Also, there's a discussion in the poskim: two tefillin shel rosh, front and back or side by side? Where is there makom yesh bro? Sometimes you see in the old city there are people that walk around with two pairs of tefillin simultaneously. They wear tefillin Rashi for Rabbeinu Tam at the same time. So Tam de Bei Menashe Al Yodecha Zu Kibores. When we say you put your tefillin shel yad, it means on the bicep. Bein Einecha Zu Katkod. That's on the cutcode. Heicha, where's that? Amri Dvei Rabbi Yani Makom Shemochel Shel Tinok Rofes. It's a place where the baby's head is soft. So Lema Kedrav Bidrav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak Kamiflugi. Maybe Tanakam and Gamliel are arguing about Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Yitzchak who says that there's enough place for two tefillin. The Tanakama lasses Rosh Hashanah Rabbi Yitzchak. Tanakama only allows you to carry in one pair of tefillin because you must not hold that there's enough space on your head for two pairs of tefillin in the right place. Rav Gamliel Issei and Rav Gamliel who allows two pairs of tefillin holds that there's enough place to put two tefillin. So says Mar Lo. The Kulei Alma Issu. Everyone agrees. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Everyone agrees that he's correct. V'hacha b'Shabbos man tefillin kamifli. What they're really arguing about is whether Shabbos is man tefillin or not. The Tanakama says Shabbos is man tefillin. Who? The Tanakama holds that Shabbos is man tefillin. So whatever you're putting on is a tachshit, and mishum atzala we allow you to bring it in that way, but not more than one pair because the extra tefillin is that are not necessary for the mitzvah is not considered a tachshit. And Rav Gamliel says Shabbos loves man tefillin. Who? He holds Shabbos is not considered a tefillin, so he holds that tefillin are even when you're not putting it l'shem mitzvah are considered a tachshit. And since two pairs of tefillin can be placed on the makom haroi for tefillin, so you're allowed to be matzil in that way. So we're going to have several other interpretations from tomorrow as to what exactly the nekudas hamachlokas is. Okay, have a great day, everyone.